the night. And into his American adventures comes Bulldog Drummond. Fortune's Ice Cream, New York's favorite, brings you your favorite detective adventurer, Bulldog Drummond, in another of his exciting escapades. For adventure and excitement, keep this rendezvous with Bulldog Drummond every week. And for refreshment in between times, enjoy Horton's Ice Cream. And now to tell you about tonight's adventure, here's Bulldog Drummond.
The adventure I call Blind Man's Buff dealt with a series of gruesome murders. It's not one I'm likely to forget. Nor can I even now look at a lamb chop without a shudder and a feeling of deep gratitude. Here's the lamb chop. But to our story, which begins late one night on the streets of a large city.
Get your papers, here's your papers.
How'd you make out today, Sam?
Miserable, my boy, miserable. Everybody's in a hurry. We stopped to give a penny to a poor blind beggar.
It's getting kind of late.
Yeah,
12 o'clock. Better pack up your tin cup and go on home and get some sleep.
Yeah, you miserable. Good night, my boy.
See you tomorrow.
Miserable.
Hello, son.
Huh? Who's that?
Keep on walking.
Let go of my arm.
Shut up. Right up this alley now.
I won't go.
I've got a terrible look in the trigger finger, Sam.
I didn't do anything. I'd have just poor old
Sam. Yes, I'm nosy.
Oh, you can't make me give me.
I don't like taking chances. It don't pay.
But I won't go.
Sure, you won't. You're too nosy, Sam.
Dennis? We're on our way to the morgue. Take a look at the corpse of a poor beggar who shouldn't have been killed, but was. I don't think that's confusing enough without this chapter about reincarnation.
No, but really, sir, it's very simple. For example, let's assume I was a turtle dove in my previous incarnation, sir.
All right, if you insist.
Now, if I were a very good turtle dove.
I'm sure you were, then.
Well, I would then, as a reward, become a man in my next incarnation.
You did, didn't you?
Well, definitely, as you see, sir.
This is the morgue now. It's taking us.
Really, sir?
The next thing. He's visitors, not guests.
Yes?
I'm Captain Drummond.
Yes, they told me you were coming. Won't take a look at that stiff they brought in last night.
That's one way of putting it.
Yes, you can men on this side. Same on the other. Respectable.
It's quite chilly, isn't it?
The customers don't complain. Take this guy at his feet. Look at him. Peaceful. Like a baby. No trouble at all.
Yes. Except the babies rarely had bullet holes in them.
Well, those things happen. Boys will be boys.
I used to see him every day at his post opposite the Merchant Marine building. I don't know if anyone wants to kill him.
The root of all evil, pal, must have had dough on him. He just smells his wallet and found out him. No fooling money.
Hmm. Doesn't fit. New wallet? What else is on the bottom?
All sorts of junk. Ball of twine. Jackknife. Pack of butt. Matches. Piece of chamois. 38 cents in cash and a cap off a beer bottle.
Oh, sir, there he lies today. And tomorrow, a bird. A bee.
And this is something basically wrong with your friend. He gets started on those birds and bees.
No, there's nothing wrong with him. But there is something wrong. Seriously wrong somewhere. Come along, Danny. Yes, I know. The gun is very busy, but I must see him immediately.
Drummond, I didn't know you were here. Come in. How are you?
What is?
I'm glad you dropped by. I'm worried, too.
Yes?
Yes, an important government office was robbed last night, and the guard was murdered.
At the Merchant Marine building?
Oh, yes. How did you know? The newspapers don't have
him. I didn't know.
Sailing schedules of several convoys are stolen from the Marine Commission files. You know what that means?
Submarines. Murder on the high seas.
You've got to get those schedules back. It looks like an inside job. Usually, the building is well protected. But they picked the one gun in 24 hours when only a single guard was on duty.
Inside job? No, I don't think so.
Well, I'm going over to see Gantler, the commissioner of buildings. Will you come with me?
If I can do it, help.
You've got to be, Drummond. There are men on ships at sea at this very moment who will die if we don't succeed.
Yes, sir. I'm Captain Drummond. Mr. Chandler is expecting me to stand in myself.
Come in. Wait a minute. The district attorney and another guy. Show them in.
Oh, Donald Rick. Oh, don't worry, gentlemen. The dog's harmless.
They're a beautiful animal.
A seeing-eyed dog. I don't know what I'd do without them.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't...
Yes, I'm blind. But I managed.
I took the liberty of bringing Captain Drummond along, Chandler. He may be able to help us.
I sincerely hope so. We need help. This last tragedy frightens me. I was at the building myself last night, you know.
So.
Rather fortunate for me, I can't see, isn't it? The perfect alibi.
If you move one, of course. The butler's rather peculiar type, isn't he?
Oh, he's not a butler at all, Captain Drummond. He's a bodyguard. I felt I needed one.
Oh, as begun.
What was that?
Someone put the lights out.
In the corner behind me, I can hear him breathing.
Chair, where's that light switch? That's better.
Joe?
Yeah. I'm all right, Gunther.
Yes. All right, Gunther. I crouched under the chair.
Yes, unfortunate you did. There are two bullet holes in the back of your chair.
Good heavens.
Which way did he go?
Too late to look for him now. Close the scorpion, Chandler.
Yes. I can hardly realize.
What's been happening?
Someone tried to kill Mr. Chandler. You better keep a close watch.
Oh, yes, sure.
Well, we may as well go to you, eh? I don't think you've been making another attempt tonight.
Well, I hope you're right. Well, good night, Chandler. Don't bother, we'll find our own way out.
Good night. Oh, those shots.
Yes, Les?
They came pretty close. Would you happen to know anything about them?
Yes, Les? I don't know nothing.
Yes, of course.
Look, I've got a scramble.
If you must.
Yeah, I've got a job to do tonight. A good deed.
Well, in that case, my blessings.
Yes, boss. Thanks for them kind words. I'll remember them just when I'm laying down to sleep tonight. After I put somebody else to sleep. Like Sam.
Hiya,
fella. Huh? It's time for you to go home, ain't it?
I'm waiting for my wife. She takes me home. Do I know you?
I don't think so. I live down the block from you, but on account I never spoke to you, and you being blind, I guess you don't. But I'm taking you home tonight. Your wife ain't feeling so good.
Thank you.
Come on, now. Come on. You've been in this corner a long time, ain't you? Crossing the criminal court building.
Yes, long time.
You know, I was kind of thinking, beginning tomorrow, you ought to pick yourself a different corner.
Different? What are you talking about?
I figure it might save you a lot of trouble.
Sure, I didn't get this. Are you trying to save me or something?
No, just trying to help us all out. Well, this is your block. Just hop across the street and there you are.
Yeah. I can find my way to the house all right.
Go across while the coast is clear.
Thanks, mister. Is there a car coming?
Yeah, off the South Street. Now listen.
You sure?
Oh, you think I'm blind?
Thanks. So long.
So long, fella. Just right in front of that car. Well, I guess we'll be on a different corner after all.
Continues on its trail of death. What is behind his single slaughter of the helpless blind man? What is his connection with Chandler? In just a few moments, we'll know. You know, most of us usually look on with surprise as seeing something new, something different. And yet there are a few very familiar things that may serve as surprises. For example, when it comes to dessert surprises, any of you mothers would find this true.
There's no dessert my family has more often than ice cream. But there's something so extra good about it that we always look on it as a sort of surprise.
Yes, ice cream. It's so popular, it's earned the name of America's favorite dessert. yet it's so refreshing and satisfying, it's always a welcome surprise. Particularly welcome, I might add, if it's Horton's Mellow Roll ice cream. For Horton's Mellow Roll is a generous, tempting individual portion of smooth, velvety ice cream. A treat that's topped in creamy texture, in mellow richness, in deep, full-bodied flavor. And Mellow Roll comes in four favorite flavors: vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and butter pecan. Try any one of them, and you'll agree that
the finest ice cream surprise you can give your family is Horton's Mellow Roll ice cream.
Yes, delicious, creamy Horton's Mellow Roll. And now back to Bulldog Drummond and the deadly game of Blind Man's Buff. The game of Buff in which two blind beggars have already been the losers. It is the morning following the second brutal murder. Drummond is finishing breakfast.
Another cup of coffee, please, Denny.
Very good, sir.
Very good coffee, Denny. Which is more than I can say to the bacon.
Oh, really, sir? Sir, it must have been a very bad pig. It will be punished, sir, in its next incarnation.
Yes, I certainly hope, sir. Make that into an Nazi.
Oh, very good, sir. Your morning paper.
Thank you. I said, Denny.
Yes, sir?
You know, the beggar was killed last night. Accidentally, according to the newspaper report.
It does seem strange, sir.
Killed by an automobile. And crossing the street. The shooting had all adds up to murder.
Just the usual corner near a government building, sir.
Very good, Denny. You see. Yes. Yes, the report says it's close to the Council Street in the Criminal Court building.
The police is turning up there.
Denny, the case is clearing up.
Okay.
Yes. Both beggars were murdered. The first one after a crime had been committed. This last one, before. They were both killed for much the same reason. Except that there was one important difference between them. One could, the other couldn't. Quite obvious.
Oh, yes, sir, quite.
Huh?
But could and couldn't what, sir?
The door, Denny.
Yes, sir.
Yes?
I
say, what is the need, you? Never mind, Anna. Say, I have a chance.
What is it, Denny?
A newspaper person to see you, sir, a vendor.
Charming.
Very good, sir. This is a little your hand, huh? I don't want to lose it. Of course.
Here you are. My little boy.
Yeah. Lead poison. Can I sit down, please?
By all means, sir. Yeah.
Thanks.
Get a doctor, Denny, quick. This will be
No doctor's going to help me, mister.
Nonsense. Let me look at the wound.
Dead, huh? But let me tell you why I come. I've seen a guy that killed poor old Sam.
You did?
Yeah. I wasn't sure, so... Well, I trailed the guy to...
Gone?
Just hurt,
mister. Who was the man?
Oh, but... Hey, call Dr. Gotham, sir. We'll be here in a moment.
Never mind, Danny. He's dead.
Dead, sir?
Yes. Another casualty in our war against the Nazi murderers. He died on the home front, Danny. He didn't get any medals, but...
You fellow, sir.
We've got work to do. No time to think of it.
Just called it an accident.
Good God. And this morning... Someone else is taking his place. Script, isn't it?
I don't understand.
I'm beginning to.
It's all very... Excuse me. District Attorney talking.
Peterson calling from Montreal. The Canadian authorities have turned Kroger over to me.
Good, Peterson. Take a plane, bring him here tonight. Criminal Court building, my office.
Right, sir.
We've extradited that escaped Nazi flyer. He's being brought here tonight.
Yeah?
Yes, I want to question him. He had help when he escaped last month. We've got to find out who and what.
Tell me, do you think it's safe?
Of course. I'll have the place so well guarded a stray breeze couldn't get in.
Yeah. I've got an idea.
Yeah?
Suppose you don't station any extra guards.
Why?
Cap is already baited. That's why they got rid of the beggar. They know about Kroger. If we scare them off now, we may never be able to get a lead on them again. On the other hand, if we leave the way open for them...
Yes?
We may be able to kill two birds with one stone. Or perhaps I should say, two rats.
Exactly what do you mean?
Listen. Tonight, when Kroger is brought here, he'll arrange it for us.
Shoelaces.
Yeah. Been on watch all day?
Yeah.
They come here?
Yeah. Kroger and the detective.
Well, me and the boss are going up now. Get the rest of the boys together and follow us. But don't let nobody see nothing, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, fella. Keep your eyes open.
My theory, Mr. District Attorney, is that Hitler is a lovely example of incomplete reincarnation. Originally, he was intended for a rat, you see, but something slipped up. He has the soul and mind of a rodent, of course, but unfortunately...
Oh, for heaven's sake, Denny, sir, I
haven't come yet.
Now, look here, dear, look here. Denny, take that girl, yours.
It's my disguise, sir.
Yes, but we know you're not a detective. The sight is appalling.
Oh, as you wish, sir.
Here we are now. Put you down to that arm, Denny.
Come in. Oh, hello, Mr.
Gentle. Good evening.
Sit down, Rex. I thought I'd drop by and inquire about that Nazi flyer. I took the precaution of bringing my bodyguard with me, if you don't mind.
Of course not.
Is the Nazi flyer here now?
Of course. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot, you can't see. Yes, he's sulking over there in the corner.
Surely you're not here alone with him.
No, there's a detective here with us. Nevertheless, I don't think we should stay.
Why?
We expect to be attacked at any moment.
By whom?
Nazi agents.
Really? Well, what preparations have you made?
Hey, up, Bert.
What is it?
That guy in the building, the detective. I've seen him before someplace. He wasn't a detective then.
Oh, nonsense, the good man. And never plain clothes slap foot from Fiddler Street. See, partner?
He's a son. This is a friend, Bert.
Go to work.
All right, fellas. Reach for the roof and this baby cannon goes off.
Mr. Kendrick, I don't understand all this.
That aviator Kroger is urgently needed by the fatherland.
What do you mean?
The Third Reich has no use for them. They have use for airmen. We have no intentions of letting you imprison them.
Chandler, you're a Nazi.
I'm proud of it, you poor fool. Kroger, you're returning to Germany. Turn around, man.
How did you know he had his back to you?
Because he can see as well as you can, dear. I've got you covered, Mr. Bodyguard. Got that gun.
German? You were Kroger?
Yes. I'm afraid this German uniform misled you.
Yes, you can go to...
Oh, only an arm wound. I'm afraid you left to be hanged, my friend.
Then, Chang was not blind.
Of course he isn't. I knew that the first time we met.
How did you know?
Quite simple. That dog there, he called it Rex. Referred to it as King.
That is the dog's name, my friend.
Precisely. You said it was a seeing eye dog, thereby explaining its presence and proving your blindness. You overlooked one little fact, however.
Which was?
All seeing-eye dogs are female.
Well, thanks, sir. How fascinating.
So I knew I, Mr. Chandler, was a phony from the beginning.
But those shots, it jumped on his life.
Equally phony. His bodyguard helped him put on that little entertainment.
You're talking through your hat.
I'm afraid not. The dog proved that.
But the dog did nothing during the shooting.
Exactly. That's what made me suspicious. If you remember, he growled at our entrance. If the assassin had been a stranger, surely he would have growled again.
You're right, John.
He didn't. Therefore, I knew the man behind the gun was no stranger. Chandler's bodyguard filled the bill.
My apologies, Captain Drummond. I took you for a fool. You're not. And now, go get him, Rex.
How are you, Drummond?
He left it myself, but I beat him out.
Chandler and that thug ran out with a dog.
He's got the glass with him. Good thing. There's a gang outside. Lock that door.
Yes.
Can't be much good. Top glass, but... Hey, chop the glass out. Get on the floor. They'll see you as you stand.
Help me, sir.
You dress this while I've got this gun, and at least while they think I've got a gun.
They're gone.
All the bloody things gone. They're useless. There's nothing stopping from just walking in if they knew.
Captain Drummond, I should advise against resistance. You'll only be killed.
What do you offer if we surrender?
I quit like that.
How'd you like to go to blazes? And don't forget, there are 6 bullets in my gun, and I'll take some of you with me. Where does that window lead to?
Yeah, roof in the next building, but we can't get to it. It's in full view of the door.
Yes, they shoot us down.
Captain Drummond, sir, I'm nearer the window than I grab you.
You'd never know, Captain.
Worse than if I don't look me up in my next incarnation.
Then I'll eat
plenty. Here you go, sir.
Back to the smashing climax of our mystery in just a moment.
Every course counts these days. So more and more, I'm looking to my desserts to furnish a lot of the food essentials my family needs. A nourishing dessert gives the most sensible and appealing finish to a meal.
Yes, and of all the desserts you could choose, probably none is more healthful and enjoyable than ice cream. Horton's ice cream, for example. Horton's ice cream contains vitamin A, the vitamin that helps guard against infection. It also gives you vitamins B1 and G. Minerals, too, including calcium, to help keep bones and teeth strong. And there are energy-producing elements in Horton's ice cream. It's real food, folks, and mighty delicious, too. Every smooth, rich serving. So do this now.
Put Horton's ice cream on your list to help you plan attractive, nourishing wartime menus.
For Horton's, H-O-R-T-O-N-S, spelled nourishment in its most delicious form. It is late at night. We left Drummond, Jenny, and the district attorney trapped in an office at the criminal court building. Jenny decides to sacrifice his life in a desperate dash for the open window.
You'll never make sure that I don't look me up in my lips, Jenny Collins.
Jenny, I won't make
it. Did you make it?
I can't tell.
They're going to rush it.
I know. Where is the door behind the desk, please?
The corridor, a little farther down, that's all.
We have to chance it. I'm going to throw this chair at the door. They're watching. Then we'll make a dash for the other, right?
I'm with you.
Here goes, then. Come on. This way, to the stair. No good. Somebody's down there. Up the stairs, the old.
Right behind you.
We're up at the top of the building.
Which way now?
I don't know. We can't wait on my face. Let's try this corridor here. Oh, get in, the old. You could get into one of these rooms. Ah, they're locked.
I'm going to drum it. I can't run anymore.
Buck up, buck up. There's no place we can run to anywhere.
They'll find us in a moment.
Yes. That bookcase along the wall. What part of the building?
Little apartment, library.
Same place to die. But, you can't see the top of the bookcase here, can you?
No, it's too high. Why?
There may be room on top of us to climb up there. Maybe they won't find us. It's our only chance.
It's a slim one, Drummond. But you go ahead. I could never get up.
Martin, here. I'll give you a hand up. Come on.
What?
Hey, look up. You're not
there for me? Yeah, sorry.
All right, here I come.
Come on.
Quite a climb. This bookcase isn't very solid, is it? I hope it doesn't collapse too soon.
I'm going to show them anyone this way.
Well, I won't see them.
And they must be here somewhere.
They ain't in none of them rooms. The doors is locked. There wasn't in any of the other corridors.
We've got to find them.
Sure, we got to, but how?
We'll find them. Go on, Rex. Find them, boy. Find them.
Hey, he's picking up the trail. Stay quiet.
Go on, Rex, boy, go on.
Yeah, you hear that?
You find it?
Yeah, I'm scaring every man for
himself. We can't let these can't go. Let go of me.
These men must be killed.
I'm going to let go.
Oh. That does it. Now to get down before this thing breaks down under us. Well, let me go closer.
Yeah, right.
A dog is here. He means business.
The police will be along in a moment.
It'll take him a little time to round those rats up. Looks as if I'll have to tackle that dog bell hunt. We can take no chances.
I don't like this. Is this someone coming, Drummond?
Get out of there. Get out of there. Have you a gun, Denny?
No, sir, never tell
you. That gun may attract
you. Oh, no, son. Here you are, Captain. Well, you can come down
now. I'm certainly glad to be back on solid land again, eh, dear?
Definitely. Jimmy, how on earth did you quiet that dog?
Well, you see, sir, seeing as how I might be one of them myself in the future, I sort of have a tender feeling for them. I suspected the animal was hungry, sir, and after calling the police, I stopped him at a restaurant. Well, I think that's a lamb chop.
Yeah.
But it isn't worth it all now, sir.
A lamb chop? Then you're incredible.
Oh, not at all, sir.
Dear Patty.
We got them all, Drummond. This is scheduled to boot.
Good. What idea there, though, pressing beggars to watch government buildings all day. There is no suspicion that way.
Pardon me, sir, but could and couldn't what?
Get a note. Oh, I see. You mean the first and second beggars will kill?
Yes, sir.
It's very simple, Denny. The first one, Sam, could see. The second one couldn't. Sam was a phony beggar who pretended to be blind and was killed because he thought too much. That gave me my first inkling of the truth.
You mean you knew he wasn't blind?
Yes. At the morgue, when we looked over his belongings, we found a shiny cloth among them. Now, only a man who needed people's glasses cleaned was colored all around with him. A man who had sight.
Oh, Sammy, don't you know any lead, it said?
Yes, Danny. A sort of graceful goat.
Really, sir?
Now, I wonder who it might have been.
Bulldog Drummond will be back in just a moment. First, if you're going to serve ice cream for dessert tomorrow evening, you may be counting on running out to get it just before dinner. But if you buy Horton's ice cream in the handy ice tray pack, you won't have to do that. Because by getting the ice tray pack, you can buy Horton's ice cream when you do the rest of your marketing and keep it until dinner. You see, the ice tray pack is especially made to fit right into the freezing compartment of your refrigerator. It keeps the ice cream firm and delicious for hours. So make tomorrow night's dessert a convenient and tempting dessert. Make it Horton's ice cream. Say the delicious vanilla, orange, ice, and strawberry combination. Horton's ice cream in the handy ice tray pack. And now here's Bulldog Drummond to tell us about next week's story.
Next week, Jenny and I join a traveling circus. It seems to be running into a series of costly murders. How we trap the dangerous killers makes for one of the most thrilling experiences of my career. Be sure to be with us.
And so into the night walks Bulldog Drummond, seeking new adventure and excitement. Join us next week at the same time when Horton's Ice Cream brings you Bulldog Drummond in another thrilling mystery. This is Dan Seymour saying goodnight for Horton's Ice Cream. Ice Cream.